Every mission in Helldivers 2 starts with you and your faceless squad descending into your hell pods, picking a loadout, and then getting shot out of your spaceship in a human-sized bullet to the most badass swell of brass and bombass you have ever seen. Helldivers 2 is the perfect head-empty multiplayer game, with modes ranging from 12 to 40 minutes in length. You'll defend a base, launching cryogenically frozen VIPs into space, you'll evacuate citizens onto some shuttles, protect the flag as it rises, or fire an ICBM, decimating something in the near distance. Each mission, you'll help liberate a planet from one of three factions always encroaching on Super Earth. And yeah, it is called Super Earth. There's the bugs, goopy, gross Starship Troopers bugs. The automatons, a faction of red-eyed robots, possibly descended from communist exiles of Super Earth. And most recently, the Illuminate, extragalactic aliens that turn citizens of Super Earth into zombies. The gameplay is simple to start and pretty complex to master. You'll crash onto a planet and have to complete your main objective while gathering resources, destroying secondary objectives, and then staying alive until the shuttle comes to pick you up. At which point, you will fist pump furiously, let your heart rate come down, and look at your friendly fire damage stats. You're basically shooting increasingly larger and more powerful bullets for about 40 minutes at a time. Your primary and secondary guns are your main means of murder, but when you need more firepower, an orbital bombardment or rocket-equipped mech is only a few D-pad presses away. You're spinning a lot of plates in Helldivers, and you die quickly, so you'll be mowing down droves and droves of bugs, bots, or squids, and trying to heal yourself quickly with the somewhat frustrating stim button. And then tapping out a DDR-esque sequence on the D-pad to drop a big-ass bomb or new machine gun from your ship in orbit. It all comes together really well to create a frenetic shooter that hits a perfect balance of chaos and calm. It's so perfect that you forget that you're fist pumping to fascism. Now is as good a time as any to mention the obvious. Helldivers is heavily inspired by the 1997 classic movie Starship Troopers. So much so that when Sony announced earlier this year at CES that they were going to produce a Helldivers movie, well, people just started calling it the Starship Troopers we have at home. Starship Troopers is a work of satire. The just out of college protagonists are your bright-eyed jocks ready to prove themselves and kick some bug ass. The film depicts them as trigger-happy kids faced with the grim realities of war. Except their time in conflict, their fights for their lives, and their lost friends enamor them to the cause more. At the end, they're the recruitment poster children of the next generation of Starship Troopers, encouraging children to join them on their jingoistic crusade across the stars for country, glory, and citizenship. It's a bleak movie masquerading as an action film, showing the foolishness of society so fueled by militaristic hate and manifest destiny. As Ebert put it, the film puts forward a value system in which the highest good is to kill a friend before the bugs can eat him. Helldivers borrows the tone and aesthetics of Starship Troopers, retreading many of the satirical greatest hits. There's the obnoxious propaganda masquerading as newsreels, the extreme nationalism and xenophobia, and a childlike glee in the act of killing. It's all rather cartoonish. The depiction of fascism in Helldivers is obviously dumb, but the aesthetics are cool. The uniforms that you can dress your Helldiver in are cool looking. It's a mix of futuristic motorcycle armor with a dash of Destiny 2 here and there, and, you know, heavy helping of 1937 Hugo Boss. You'll even find options cribbing from your favorite Star Wars fascists. And we haven't even talked about the capes. Nothing says you're the hero in this story quite like wearing a full-length superhero cape that billows, no matter where you're standing. Dropping into a match is bombastic in the best way, and holding back hordes of bugs while your character cackles with murderous glee is glorious. It's so cool, bombastic, and glorious that it's probably not hard to believe not everyone is in on the joke, which is unfortunate.
become part of an elite peacekeeping force.
See exotic new life forms.
And spread managed democracy throughout the galaxy.
The game is not subtle. Helldivers is both belittling the fascist oorah of trigger-happy super citizens and depicting it as a rip-roaring fun time to have with your buds. It's not all that dissimilar to the US Navy advertising world travel as a perk of signing up.
I figured I'd never get out of my hometown.
The contrast is unsettling. And it's hard to play Helldivers and not be reminded of real-world fascism. The citizens taken over by the Illuminate are simply referred to as the Voteless.
Captured specimens retain no trace of their former selves, showing no recognition of loved ones or the Super Earth flag.
Remember those missions I mentioned earlier about saving the citizens? Accidentally gun one down, and you'll lose a few requisition slips, the game's currency for upgrading your ship. But don't worry, you'll often be rewarded with thousands for a successful extraction. It's abundantly clear, through the ineffective weaponry and the poorly equipped destroyer you have to pay money to upgrade, that the Super Earth you're dying to defend only values a person on their ability to kill. And the people, both fictional and real, eat it all up. When interest in the current crusade wanes, a society so strongly focused on violence and disdain of the other, well, they only need to do one thing: introduce a new enemy and watch the player count increase tenfold overnight. The violence and hate must be stoked and redirected lest people have enough space to reflect on what they're fighting. Not too dissimilar to the real world. When cancel culture doesn't pull in the likes and generate the rage, it's time to move on to DE&I. Yes, Helldivers is fun, and yes, it is a game that I play with my friends every week still. But it's also an uncomfortable reminder right now that we are surrounded digitally by cape-wearing fascists who are a little too preoccupied having fun with their tiki torches than asking one incredibly basic question of themselves.
Are we the baddies?
So go out there, drink your liberty, but just remember, when you're all done and you come back to this not-so-super Earth, let's try to fist pump for the right reasons. And, yeah, we've got some work to do. Alright, thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time.
Up next, is ordering calamari patriotic, or evidence of Illuminate mind control? Stay tuned.